Oscar Mike Radio is a proud podcast partner of Reach Across America Radio, heard every Thursday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Eastern. They're also big supporters of the nonprofit I Got Your Six, Two Lives at Once. And with every wreath you sponsor through Oscar Mike Radio, $5 goes back to this great organization dedicated to making a difference in the lives of veterans, law enforcement, firefighters, and first responders battling PTSD. Two Lives at Once pairs these brave men and women together with dogs rescued from kill shelters. In this way, two lives are saved at the same time by saving each other. Donate now. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org/OscarMikeRadio to help. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org/OscarMikeRadio.
Deadass. Serious. I would hate me too. Look at me. Think he the shit. This don't even crease his Air Forces. What the f***? Shut the fuck up, you lying.
I know you're crazy, but I only wanna be with you. You think I'm shady cause I'm out here trying to make some moves. But it ain't like that, just know that I'll be right back. I'll give you all my time just to let you know you're mine. It ain't nothing, promise I'ma do it all to give you something. Love I got is only for you. You're my comfort, my future husband. I'ma give you all my heart, yeah, all of it, yeah.
Baby, I know that I gotta come fix it. You're the only nigga that I be missing. Swear I'm coming home to give you the business. Turn off my phone, it can leave me a message. I'ma just cover your body with kisses, kisses. Rub your body down, you know that I miss it, miss it.
Glasses in the air, toast to a higher power, cause what you tuning in to right now,
sit down,
it's Lito's happy hour. Lito's happy hour, this is where it's at. Rolling uncut, we giving real facts. educating, entertaining all the people. And when it come to podcasts, it ain't nothing equal. Giving people knowledge they can put in action. Holloway Authentic, we ain't never capping. Exclusive interviews, cause we ain't never lacking. The other state is talking and we bout the action. Huh. Glasses in the air. Toast to a higher power. This is Lito's happy hour.
Auntie, you're supposed to babysit us, right?
Turtle! I haven't seen you since you were small.
How does someone live like this?
It's like a giant treasure chest, Mert. Auntie! Where should we put our stuff?
Anywhere you like.
Brace ya, Mert.
All yours.
Come on, Mert. Look, there's even a camera for your nerd projects.
It probably needs batteries. You've been cooped up here for days. What are you even doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? Makeup, okay? Leave me alone.
Fine. Be a hermit like Lorna. I don't care.
Nothing?
Are you talking to yourself?
I'm fine, Myrtle. Just go. I won't do it.
Isn't it nice out here? Did you hear that thing?
Okay.
just an object. None of this is real.
Welcome to Happy Hour with Lito. I'm your host. Today is always a special one whenever we get a chance to talk for me, because when I first started, Mina was one of the first people to say okay and say yes to, you know, to being a guest on my show, and I deeply appreciate that. Filmmaker, film producer, director. What am I forgetting? Writer
sums it up, you know, just I guess overall filmmaker, you know. I try to keep my hands dirty, so
for sure. None other than Miss Church of Mina herself, Mina Guy.
Hello, how are you doing? Thank you so much for having me on again. It's always a pleasure. We always have a good time.
Always have a good time, for sure. What's been going on your way?
To be honest, I've been working and living life and trying to enjoy the seasons. Now it's May officially, and the weather is finally working up. But, you know, for me, I hate pollen. So it's like the only thing that like kills me every time. So, I'm just trying to like, you know, get by.
I understand that pollen is definitely crazy this time of year. My eyes itch, you know, I sneeze all the time, coughing all like out the blue.
I thought I was sick.
People were like, are you sick? No, I'm not.
Yeah. I thought I was sick for a while because, like, you know, it was pretty bad. But I took even DayQuil because I was like, I felt it in my chest, but it didn't affect me. And then I realized, I was like, it's just the high pollen count. That sucks. So, I mean, you know, if you're out there suffering, I feel your pain.
Yeah, pollen sucks for sure.
It sucks, you know? When I lived in Florida, I didn't really deal with this. I think it's one because the pollen's different there, but also the weather's pretty like similar all year. And that's like an effect. Like pollen is more of an issue when the plants grow, you know, they're releasing their spores and whatever. But in Florida, never had to deal with that. When I moved to New York, dying. Yeah. So I do miss it sometimes, but I'm happy to be here.
For sure. So, you know, I always ask, you know what I'm saying, 1 to 10, what's your mental wellness? Where are you at today?
Today? I'm doing pretty well. I would say my mental health is like at a 7. I think I just lowered it because the pollen has been debilitating. So it's tough to do some work, but I've been pushing through. But other than that, things are looking pretty good. You know, can't complain. Doing work, have been getting some like random magazines hitting me up for interviews, which has been cool. I like talking to people, so you know, it's always fun. But like, I had to, you know, drug myself up on DayQuil and, you know, whatever, not DayQuil, Zyrtec and all this, like, because I'm like, let me just clear up my head so I can talk, you know. So it's like a good and bad thing. I'm like, one, people want to talk to me, but then two, they want to talk to me at the worst time. But you know, I'm cool right now, because it's not as bad for me today. So I'm here, I'm conversing. But yeah, I mean, like, things are pretty okay for me. I'm doing well. How about yourself? How's your mental health?
I'm doing all right. It's probably, I stay around a 6-7 all
good,
the time
good.
Anyway. I mean, so of course it can be higher, but I'm okay with that. Just, you know,
if I was on a vacation in the Bahamas, you know, my mental health would probably be higher. Wait, I'm sorry, what?
I was saying I try to stay a little like even keel, pretty much, you know, never get too high, too low.
Oh yeah. No, that's always good, you know, being mellow.
Yeah. So I
And I
wanted to.
appreciate you talking about mental health. You know, I think it's really important to check up on your friends. You never know who might be going through something.
Exactly. And we always were told, like, you know, check on your strong friends because, you know, they are the ones that's usually checking on everyone and nobody's checking on them, you know.
Oh, it's true. People like with the biggest smiles hide, you know, behind it, you know, like it's unfortunate all these celebrities too, where you thought like they were so happy and they were doing really well, but you know, we never know what went behind closed doors. We only see pictures of them being happy and what they put out there. And it's kind of the same for your positive, like really confident friends, you know. They put off this vibe that they want to show off, bring this positivity to everyone, but like they're not showing themselves.
I agree. I wanted to ask you something. So I
Yeah.
went back and I looked at our very first podcast that we did,
Awesome.
right? And like it's kind of like you went through like an evolution.
Me?
At that time, you had like candles behind you. You
I
had
got
like
lazy. I used to be more theatrical. Now I'm like the pollen is affecting me. So I just got lazy.
I just remember seeing that, like the candles was all behind you. You had like a certain type of light. You was in a dark room. I
And bring it
was
back one day. Yeah.
like, ooh. You had your hair down.
Oh yeah. No. You could. I'm lazy. It's really the truest thing. I was like, you know, let me make this image for myself, and it's not because I didn't want to be myself. That is me, but it's my artistic, you know, version of myself. I'm like, let me be theatrical. Let me put my art, you know, in everything. And now I'm like, let me just converse, you know, like because it's still the same me, still everything, but it's like just more of like a comfortable level instead of like me being artistic. So yeah,
Gotcha.
but I'll probably spice it up. You're gonna like open the podcast one day, and I'm like, I don't know, in this really awesome set where I put effort into it. But yeah, no, right now we chilling.
What's up. So let me ask you, like, so
Ahead.
where did your passion to make the type of movies that you make, or short films, you know, whatever you want to call them, where did that passion come from?
I mean, I've always just liked storytelling, I think, because, you know, as a creator, you're making a world, you're making a different setting. You're making essentially a different universe. Even if I was writing a short film about New York, you know, and it's here, this is my version of it. This is my version, and how you can see from my eyes what I want to depict it as, you know. I'm forcing people to see how I see things, and I think it's really cool. You know, I started diving into a little animation, not animating it myself, but like working with animators, including my brother, who's a 2 and 3D animator. We made a project together. It's called right now working title Mirror on my channel. I'm gonna get a better title for it, but that's just working right now because it's a concept. But it's like I think 10 minutes long, and it's an all animated thing. And what's really cool about that is when you storyboard things, when you make the world, you physically draw out how you want people to see it. Like this is the truest form of like how you can really get someone to see exactly what you're thinking. Like, you know, in film, it's like I could create a world and stuff, but not everything goes like to plan. You gotta improvise sometimes and just make the day work, make sure you get a film. So like you know, with animation, it's cool because I'm like, I get to draw and show you exactly the universe that I want to make, you know. But also with film, it's really fun because like you'll see things like also these older films like Star Wars and stuff where they did the practical effects and they're like, I'm gonna physically make this monster. So it's like it's really cool just you know, being able to express that with other people.
Nice. Okay. And like, did you, so growing up, did you see, were there certain films that just made you say, I'm going to do that? Like, was it certain things that you watched that was like, yo, I'm going to do that one day?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really think of a specific film that like really hit me, but I will say that like I did get a lot of inspiration from like fantasy movies. Although I am a horror producer, I think fantasy really got me into it, with the idea of movie making, because it's like people were able to create complete other worlds, you know? You see things like here's there's a monster in Pan's Labyrinth, and it's like someone took their thought and physically created it and put it right there in front of you, and you're able to just watch what goes on in someone else's mind, watch this story they made. So the idea of that, the idea of creation from like these fantasy movies, things like that, or even like I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but like even the Marvel movies and stuff, like superheroes with their powers and using practical and CGI effects to create something. It's like, here's something that can't exist, like some dude throwing laser beams out of his eyes, like Superman, you
Right.
know, or whatever, whoever in the Marvel universe could do that, you know. But it's like that's not real, but I can make it real for you. And so being able to kind of bend reality, you know, in that way, even, you know, it's different. It really feels like you're going somewhere else, bringing some people somewhere else. So yeah, seeing movies like that really inspired me to like dive into it. And I think just my interests with dark literature, you know, and folklore was a big deal, really brought me into making horror films, because there's like a blend. Like, I mean, I like horror where it's like psychological horror. I think I mentioned that a couple times on your
Yeah, I
pod.
was going to go into
But
that, yeah.
I love like throwing a monster in here and there, because the thing is, it's like it's fun, you know. Even if it doesn't necessarily scare me, I'm like, it's fun to do. Like, here's this like crazy monster, you know, because I can make that happen. We have people who are incredible makeup artists, SFX artists, who can like physically design that and bring it to life. So it's like, why not, if you can just bend reality and do that and bring this creature to life? Like, there's so much fun with it. So I'm really blessed that I was able to make a career out of this type of stuff.
Okay. I was going to ask you, like, so you like to make like the psychological horror, like that's like your, and there are plenty of movies, right, that are that we can reference.
Sure, yeah.
Let's see. Black Swan.
Black Swan's an amazing movie, and I think that it was inspired by a Japanese animation too. I forget the name of it. I think it was Perfect Blue. Let me look it up. But yeah, that
Okay.
was also a wonderful psychological thriller. It was close to how kind of Black Swan was, because of the inspiration. But I would absolutely recommend that for people. Yeah, it was called Perfect Blue. It was a Japanese animated movie. It was really dark and psychological, but it was brilliantly put together.
Nice. Well, how you feel about The Shining? Have you ever seen that?
It's a classic, you
Yeah.
know. Shining is a great movie. It really made you feel what the character was going through in the madness, you know. But I've always been meaning to read the book, actually, because I heard that the movie left out some things. And you know, that always happens with every movie, because how are you supposed to fit like a book with hundreds of pages into a screenplay? You know, you highlight the best parts and to make the story make sense, but like all the other little details and stuff, I would love to read the book for that.
Nice, for sure.
Yeah, there's
One
also
of
like Shutter Island, you know, that's a good one. People
Shutter
love
Island.
Shutter Island. It's popular for a reason, you know, like it was very entertaining, and I think Leo did a great job in it.
He did. He did. Silence of the Lambs is another one.
Yeah, fantastic classic movie, you know.
Cra That was crazy. I mean, that was a crazy movie. When I first
It
saw
was
that,
crazy.
I think I was scared. Like when I first, I was like, yo,
There's, I
The
think,
Shining scared me though.
yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
Shining was a great movie. The acting was fantastic in it, and especially like the child, like, you know, I'm always surprised when I see fantastic ch child actors. You know, like, how are you so young, but you can portray all this emotion, you know? But I guess also kids, like, they're so used to playing pretend and getting into characters.
That's
So,
true.
yeah.
That's true. I'll tell you a story what happened to me. So I was asleep one day. This was probably 2007, and I fell asleep with the TV on. And next thing I know, I heard that the music that's on The Shining, and my TV was up loud, like,
Oh, it
or
just all of a sudden started going.
yo, I woke up scared to you know what out of me. I jumped up out of my bed, like looking for the remote, like, yo, turn the TV down.
That's
I went
crazy.
into the living room. I'm looking around the house, like, I'm looking outside.
That's so
I
funny. No,
was like, yo,
I
I
would
think I'm
be
about to
freaked out
leave for a little
too.
bit.
You believe in ghosts?
For sure.
You're like a parent. Yeah. I feel
For
like I
sure.
don't
I've seen
know.
one before.
Have you? You have a ghost story. Do tell.
Okay, so me and my little brother, we were it, I think it was a Saturday morning. Yeah, it was a Saturday morning. We were at where my mom, see, my mom was living in the place where her and her siblings grew up, right? So we all were living there as well. What happened was, my mom was real sick at the time. And she her so my room was like right next to hers, and me and my little brother was in that room. And so my little brother said, he said, Kevin, I'm like half asleep. I'm like, huh? He's like, you see that? I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? So I'm half asleep. I open my eyes some, and I look in our doorway, and it was like a oh, it was like a white silhouette, kinda. It was like a
Really?
old,
Like,
looked like an old man,
was
like an
it
old
like
man.
very white, like glowing, or like, you know, you could just
It wasn't
tell
like, it wasn't like, it was like,
faded?
yeah, kinda. And I remember looking, and he was like, bruh, like, and he was half asleep too. So I'm like, man, you tripping? Go back to sleep. So woke up. We finally woke up. My mom confirmed it, and she said, did y'all see that old man in my doorway?
Really? Your mom said that too?
And
See,
my little
that's when
brother,
you know
like,
it's like, that's when it brings you to reality.
yeah.
That's scary.
My little brother was like, yeah, me, I woke Kevin up because I was like, I didn't know what that was. And
Yeah, I'd freak out.
she said he looked at her, he smiled, and he just waved, but his wave was like real slow, like this.
That's so creepy.
And he had like a cowboy hat on or something. And it was so weird because they grew up there. So they ain't never, I don't know what happened in that whole situation. But like after that, I was tripping, like, yo. I mean, that was a
No,
crazy
that's pretty
situation.
insane. Did you guys ever find out like any history of the house or stuff, like who this person might be? Or did you just kind of like say, like, you know what? That was weird and move on.
That was like the first and only time that we saw him.
Yeah. You never wanted to like look into
Not
it
too
though?
long after that, right? It's crazy. Not too long after that, up in like the attic area, which we never go in. I had went off to college, and my mom said that like half of the house had lost electric, like out off the blue. Like
Really?
they said it was an electrical fire in the walls, and it was just half of the house. I was like, yo.
That's pretty insane.
Yeah. I mean, we should have called Ghostbusters, but
Yeah,
you know.
they've said too that like the paranormal kind of affects electricity and electric lines. I mean, I don't know. I've not had an experience myself. I feel like I'm kind of disconnected from that. You know, some people have easier connections with the paranormal, but I've never seen anything. So I was always like suspicious of it, but that's a crazy story. I remember
Yeah.
I would try to actively go out and try to see if I could find ghosts. Like I went into this abandoned insane asylum where people thought it was like haunted and stuff like that. Yeah, I live pretty close to it. It's called Letchworth. It was on Ghostbusters. So I was a ghost, whatever that show, Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
So I I go there and I'm like, okay, if they've seen stuff here, local people have seen said the same stuff here, there must be something. So I'm there. Also at the middle of the night, it's like perfect time to see a ghost. I didn't see anything, but I think the scariest thing for me was just running from the cops because I was like, I'm not gonna get caught for illegally breaking in. But no, nothing paranormal. It was cool to explore because it was like stepping into history that was kind of frozen, you know? Like the place I think was and don't quote me on this because I don't know the exact date, but it was like something like the 19 like 70s or something that it like really like shut down. And so like there's a bunch of stuff that was pretty dated. And then like there was a like a stage area and it was all just like nothing has touched it. It was like decaying. There was a classroom just completely frozen, you know, like decaying parts, but there were some artifacts still, like here's a book. Here's even a log of some patients, you know. We saw bedrooms. It was pretty nuts to like see, you know, it's kind of like when you go into a ghost town. It's like you see something that like nobody necessarily took their stuff out. It's just frozen here and a part of time. So it was cool exploring, but no, I didn't see any ghosts at all.
There's a bunch of places here in Ohio that are that people go and explore. So
Yeah,
if you
like
ever come
rivers.
to Ohio, like there's like a whole book
Really?
of
Is it
places.
like a historic area, I guess? Like lots of history? Where they, I mean, is keep their historical buildings up, I guess. Yeah.
I went one time with my brother and his friends. There was this castle, and it was on a street with no lights, and it was abandoned. And they were saying that the family, I don't know if they passed or what, if they sold it. I think they moved out because of the paranormal activity that was in going on in the place. And
They moved out because of the paranormal activity. That's crazy. You know, I'd be upset. I'd be like, I just bought this house. I just spent a bunch of money. Now I gotta move because there's a ghost.
I mean, so
I'd be so mad. Okay.
My brother's friend was a Wiccan,
Yeah.
so
Wiccan.
he could sense certain stuff. So we was with him, and I remember he had on this black long like jacket, and they got out the car for a second. Now me, I'm like, yo, I know what happens.
No.
I've seen enough movies to know, like, I'm not. So that, like, one of them actually, so he would actually went into the gate. My brother was like, yo, I'm not going over there. And then the other homie was like, yeah, I'm not going over there either. So we just got out the car and we stood where the car was, and he kept going. The wind started blowing real crazy. It was getting darker. I
Oh
was like,
no, I'm out
I was
of
like, yo, can we
there.
go? Because, and then the guy driving, he was like, yeah, I think we should go. So they start calling John's name, and at first he wasn't coming back. He wasn't saying nothing,
Right.
and I was like, hey, if he don't come back, like, we just gonna have to leave, because that means I'm not going to look over there to see what, you know, what happened.
Right.
But he
No,
ended up
no,
coming back, and he said he felt some energy
no. It's
or
like
something like
perfect.
that.
Are we booking? Because that's a horror movie star, and I'm not about to be the protagonist in this movie. I'm
I'm
dodging
not,
that
no,
shit.
I'm not about
No.
to be in a horror flick going
No,
there trying to find y'all in this house,
I'll watch
or
it,
it's a
but I'm not
castle
about to
at
be a
that.
part of it. You know, that's interesting. You know, it's like a cool thing to hear. Like if my buddy wanted to go do that and like look at ghosts and shit, I'd be like, all right, cool. You know, but once I sense that there's an entity, I'm like, no, I'll take your word, bro. I'm gonna leave. You know, like I'm good.
What'd you think of the Sixth Sense when you first saw
Oh,
that
that's a,
movie?
I love that movie. It's a good movie. Very cool plot twist at the end.
It was. I agree. I was just looking up like the top what they call them, mental illness horror movies or whatever, but the best horror movies that explore mental illness, and that was on there, along with let's see, the Babadook. I've never seen that.
I actually have not seen The Babadook, but I have heard a lot of positive reviews from it, and I did hear that it explores mental health in like a good psychological thrillery type of way. But you know, I can't really have an opinion since I didn't watch it, so.
They have Get Out on there
Get
as
Out's a good
one.
movie. Does it explore mental illness? I thought it was
Yeah,
just
so
like
this says. It
racism.
says, yeah, I mean, having to be someone you're not wears on your mind, basically.
Is that mental illness though? Because
Right.
like I feel that's a bit of a reach. I mean,
It might
you
be.
could say that the villains were mentally ill because like they're a little fucked up, but I mean, I don't think it's necessarily tackling a mental like trying to that's not the focal point of the movie, you know? Like, but you could psychologically analyze any villain and say what's wrong with them, you know? But the point of that movie was like, you know, racism and like the social issues and stuff. And he Jordan Peele did it in a fantastic way of making it like a tasteful horror film for anybody to enjoy where it's not just shoving issues down your throat, you know?
Did you ever see this movie called Infinity Pool?
Yes, I did see Infinity Pool. It was really weird.
Yes, it
It was really
was.
weird. Yeah. I did not expect it to take the turns that it did. It was entertaining, but I really was like, what the fuck? You know? I thought the cinematography, I thought it was really well done, like the performances and stuff. I did like the masks and the costume design. I thought it was really entertaining, like seeing how you know, people are rich and bored. Just doing shit, and I don't. It's not my favorite movie, but I definitely enjoyed it. And I saw it actually at this really cool theater in Brooklyn called Black Hawk Cinema. And at Black Hawk, they make you cocktails based off of the movie. So I sat down, and you, oh, obviously you pay for it, you know. But like, I sat down to order a cocktail, and it was named after the book that one of the characters wrote. So they made it specifically to like the niche of the film. You can order food there is really cute, you know. I appreciate when movie theaters do that. A lot of people have been saying like, oh, you know, movie theaters are gonna go out of business or all this, but I think revamping and making it like more of an experience like that, absolutely. I would go like every week if I could, you know. They made it fun. They kind of just took the idea of like dinner and a movie for a date, put it together, but spiced it up by like making it personal to the movie. So it was really cool. But yeah, no, it was weird film. You know, I feel whenever you see Mia Goth in something, it's gonna be weird.
I agree. I agree. Have you seen them? Have you seen that yet?
I have seen them. I will say that I
The
like.
first and second season, or you just watched the
Oh,
first one?
I thought you meant. No, never mind. I didn't see them. I saw Us. I saw
Okay.
Us. Yeah. I did not see them. I saw you recommended it to me, and I'm down to watch it. Just haven't had time, but
That is a mental,
it
like.
looks cool. You liked it?
Well, and you don't even have to watch the first one. Is like, let me just say this.
Go ahead.
The first one is hard to watch, the first series, like
Why? Like you gotta like sit
100%.
through it type thing.
You don't have to watch the first one to understand the second series.
Are they disconnected?
Yeah, well,
So you know how American Horror Story, it's like different each season.
yeah, and that's how them is. But
Oh, interesting.
at the end, I say I don't want to give away a. I think if you watch the second one, the first one, even though the lady that's in the second one is in the first one,
Yeah.
it's two different stories. So they don't really like they do tie in, but like the first series is very hard for people to watch. It was so hard for people to watch that they turned it off. They didn't
Damn.
after like first or second episode,
I'm
they
surprised
ended
they
up.
got a second season if people found it hard to watch.
Yeah.
You know, so good for them with the funding because usually shows get nixed. And there's been shows out there that people really liked, but then like they just didn't get the funding they could. So it's funny like seeing a show where people were like trying to get through the first season
Well, I'll
and it
give you
made
a
it.
about the first one. I'll tell you something. You still, if you wanted to watch it, you still could watch it, right? But the first one, it's like a synopsis. The first one kind of played on black people moving to white neighborhoods in the late, I think it was the 50s or 60s, right?
Oh,
Being the
it's the
only
worst time
black
to
family, yeah, being a
like,
black family in that type of neighborhood, but they incorporated some of the mental challenges that black people went through in those neighborhoods and stuff. And at one point, there's a point on there where there's a baby that's in the baby was put into this sack, and some stuff was done to the baby. Okay.
did it die?
I can't, I'm not gonna tell you
That's
that.
so sad. Was it
It's
because of racism?
some of it
I'd
was.
probably be so angry watching this.
Yes.
I can't take it when people like do shit to ch kids. Like it's never good when people do things that are, racist aggression towards anybody. But like putting a baby in a sack, I can't. Man,
But
I'll
a
still
lot of it
watch
was like
it.
kind of
I'm
meant,
glad you
kind of
warned
played
me.
on. Yeah, it kind of played on.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I can't. The second season was, it doesn't make you, well,
Does it make you as angry?
it doesn't make you angry because it has nothing to do with racism. This
Okay.
one is more so about growing up in foster care,
Oh, okay.
the mental illness of the trauma that you get growing up in foster care and
Yeah.
being separated from your siblings.
So it affects different like mental issues. So the first season was about racism, sex. What the second one was about foster care. Is it set in the same period?
No, it's in the 80s, going into the
Oh,
90s.
wow. And the stories are not connected.
They're not connected. They're not connected. And but what is that guy's name that created it? You probably know who he is. Hold on, I'm gonna give you his name.
Yeah.
He's a heck of a filmmaker. His name is let's see. Little Marvin.
Little
I don't know if
Marvin.
you've ever heard of him, but he's kind of like
Probably.
Jordan Peele, but a little more.
That's cool.
Executive
I'll have to
produced by
check out his stuff.
Lena Waithe. Yeah, Little Marvin.
I probably have seen some of his stuff. I just don't like, I'm not putting a face to the name at the moment. But like, no, I mean, I respect that. It's really cool to hear about other horror creators. That sounds like a really interesting show. Why did you like the foster care one better? What elements did that have over the first season?
Well, the crazy thing about it, without telling you so much about it, because I still
Right.
think that you will watch it,
I'll watch
but
it. I'll watch it.
I didn't start putting two and two together until episode six, maybe. It's 10 episodes, so maybe six or seven. There's this guy, and he wants to be an actor. That's all he wanted to do. And he doesn't really have like family that he remembers outside of his sister.
Because he's in the foster care.
Yeah, he finds out, so like the acting stuff is going bad for him, and he's having all these mental things about him failing at that. And the plot twist is he finds out who his sister is. And he goes to visit her, but he doesn't get a chance to say that I'm your brother. His sister completely did not know who he was, don't even
Oh
remember
wow,
having a
that's
brother.
sad.
Long story short, everything that he's been going through is turning him into this like monster.
Yeah. Well, that series sounds like it explores like mental illness and
Yes,
more.
it
That
is.
one should be on that list you were talking about.
It just came out, so that's probably why they don't have it up there yet.
Oh, is it
But
24? Like, is it very new?
yeah.
This year? Wow.
Yeah, them just came out what 2 weeks ago. The
Oh
this season,
my gosh.
this season,
That's cool. That's
the
cool.
last
Yeah,
season
no.
came out a couple
Maybe
years ago.
I'll watch that later tonight.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, let's go. It gives me a
I'll
another
show you
reason
what
to
it
keep
looks
my
like.
Prime subscription.
No, listen. Then when you see like, when you watch this, you're gonna like message me and be like, Kevin.
Oh, I will. I will. I always appreciate the recommendations.
Like this,
This
so
is
this what
the book. Yeah.
this what it looks like.
Oh, it's nice graphic design, man.
Yeah, very
Poster's
nice.
sick.
Yeah,
I'll have to check it out. Yeah.
nice poster. The
Crazy
people are there any
story.
there's a guy that's a singer by the name of Luke James.
Okay, I feel like that rings a bell. Is he a legit singer? Or
Yeah.
is he a character? Oh no, so he's a singer playing a character.
Yeah, yep, he's a
Okay.
singer playing a character. Pam Grier is in this also.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a
Oh
bunch
yeah,
of
Luke James. I know Luke James. I
yeah.
was like, he's in a couple stuff.
But
Yeah.
this right here, this character that he plays, I'm almost willing to bet he's gonna get some type of award.
Oh,
He
good for
killed
him.
this. He killed this.
He killed it.
Yeah, when you watch it, you're gonna be like, yo, he really did kill that. I was saying that to my wife. I said Luke James killed this.
James killed this. Yeah. He's pretty
Yeah.
handsome too. I'll watch it just because of that. I was like, oh, hello, Luke James. That's so funny. No,
Don't let your boyfriend hear that.
that's not my boyfriend. He's cool.
Does he still now he still what is he direct or he does what does your boyfriend do?
My current boyfriend is a lighting technician. He's a gaffer.
Okay.
He's His name is Alessandro. He's
So it's not the
very
same
positive.
guy from you told me about like the first time we interviewed, like we
I
talked.
probably yeah, that's probably my ex.
Because he's in the movies too, right? He's in the movie business.
I had an ex-boyfriend, and he was a metal musician, and
Okay.
he turned out
Oh
to be
I remember. Okay.
he turned I he actually had a bunch of issues. That his band completely broke up, and he had over, I think, 50 assault allegations against him. This was
Whoa.
after me. I don't know what happened. I think he had like a whole mental break. But yeah, we're not in contact. So
Well, that's good.
I have a new boyfriend, and he's not an abuser, so it's wonderful.
You're right.
So it's really crazy because I was like, wow, you're a stereotype of like the terrible rock star, so I hope that anybody out there who, was hurt by him is okay. And it was really, really unfortunate to just like talk to a couple people who were mutuals with us. And I talked to his past girlfriend who was like a victim. And I told her, I was like, well, I'm really sorry about what you went through. I had no idea. Because when I was with him, I didn't see that. He honestly seemed pretty like soft to me, like a passive guy. So
Nice
I don't
guy,
know, but you never
right.
know with people. And I guess I'll just leave it at that, is you never know. Who, like you see these horrible crime cases, right? And it's like, oh, here was just a dude, or it was a wife, of someone, and then one day she kills and cooks her husband and feeds it to the kids. Like there's this woman, a case, Catherine Knight. It was a famous crime case because of how horrific it was. Her life, I'm very positive. She seems like a normal person, like woman next door type thing. One day she killed her husband, cooked him, and fed him to the kids and dog. And it's like, what the fuck happened? So it's like, you never know with these people. And it's just, gotta be aware of, I guess, signs and the people around you. And that's why I also appreciate you talking about mental health. It's like you don't know what's going on with with anybody. And you know, if someone does have like a mental illness that they're battling, that's there's nothing wrong with that. Just make sure
Right.
that you get help, you know. And that doesn't mean
I
everybody
agree.
with mental illness is going to turn into something, you know. Like
True.
there's wonderful, awesome people, everyday people that like just, you know, most of us battle something, but
Right.
we have to just stay on top of our mental health, you know. Like if you're not taking care of yourself, or you know, something within you turns you into like my ex, like you just it's crazy. But yeah, no, that was a really wild story. And it was unfortunate because like his he was getting to a good point of his career. They were touring Japan and like they were going to different countries, they're getting their name out there, getting on these big jobs, big tours, and then all of a sudden, yeah, crashed. And because I wasn't really keeping contact with him after, like we were civil, and I was like, okay, but that doesn't mean like I'm gonna be your best friend. Like we were just cool. I was moving on with my life. I was trying to separate myself. But I had some mutuals, and I followed his band page still. And then all of a sudden, I saw that there was like this message. They're like, "Oh, we have to shut the band down immediately. We're kicking this guy out. I'm so sorry to all these people." And I reached out to one of his band members, and I was like, "Yeah, what happened?" You know, because we were cool. And yeah, they told me this whole story, and my jaw dropped. Like I never would have thought that this guy, who I felt was like, you know how like there's like the stereotypical, here's the man's man and the woman, you know. Like I felt I wore the pants, you know. I felt I was kind of like the tougher one, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. I was like, he's soft, you know. But that's how I imagined him. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, what do you mean he did that? I was
You
like.
be tough, come on, Mina.
I know, but I was like, what do you mean he did that? Like, I was genuinely so shocked. But it's cases like that. I mean, like you look at freaking like the Dahmer series, and like you know you could pick things up in their life that like brought them to that. But like you've got neighbors, you've got these people who see them every day and have no idea what's going on. Did you ever see that one Ted Bundy series? I think it was a movie with like Lily Collins.
It was on
It was
Netflix,
more,
I think, wasn't it? It was
yeah, it was like
Netflix,
more
yeah.
focused on Ted Bundy's like girlfriend, you know, and how she's like not trying to believe this is true, but then she's like, how, what are you talking about? He's doing all these things. Like that's how I felt when I discovered it. But then at the same time, I was like, wow, I dodged a bullet. Yeah, so
How long were y'all together?
like I think 4 years. Yeah, but
Okay.
in that time, nothing was like happening, at least that I'm aware of, you know. But like I mean, no, like all the cases that were coming out happened when he hit this big tour. So I think that like, you know, I tried to like really psychoanalyze him and stuff, but I feel like something happened to him in his life where it gave him this break. And the fame was I don't know, he exposing him to more people, and he felt that he had this sense of power where he could you know, try to get away with things like that. But it's like you can't, you know.
Right,
And
you're
I
right.
was really happy that you know, the band members didn't tolerate it, you know. So it's, you know, it's terrible that it happened, but I'm glad they put a stop to it, you know, because you can't let people get away with things like that. So I mean, you could say we absolutely do not have any contact now. Like, that's crazy. But yeah, crazy things happen. And I guess it's also good that like social media kind of helps bring light to some of these things. Because you know, back in the time where like I think it was like the 70s when like you know big rock stars are doing all this shit, like a lot of things were just getting passed by. You
I
know,
agree.
it's just the kind of lifestyle, you know, not everybody, of course, but like a lot of things like that, like, were overlooked.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Who is this person?
That's me with effort. That's so funny.
Who is that to you, like today, looking back at this photo? How old were you then?
I'm not sure. It was a couple of years ago. But that's me when I go to photo shoots. Like I I get dressed up and glammed up when I do shoots, but I decided on podcasts, I'm just at the moment not gonna do that.
Yeah. I was asking you that because I feel like, do you feel like you're still that same person? Like, have you, or like, what would you tell like the younger you today? Like, what's one thing that you would tell if you were able to meet your younger self? What would you say?
What would I say? That's a really great question. I mean, I think that through my career, one of the biggest things is trust yourself. And I would say that to anybody else too, is don't let people hold you back. I've worked with several people who, I really trusted and wanted to have this big team work with, and sometimes it just doesn't work out, and you have to be okay cutting people out and just believing in yourself and moving on, So I would say, let things go, roll with it, and trust yourself over anything.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah. I would also tell her, like, keep on dressing up for shit. It's put more effort into things. I'm like, oh man, I did get a little lazy. But you could see my gaming chair, so
You play a lot of games.
Yeah, I've been playing just like a lot of Animal Crossing lately, but I play a lot of games. I'm a big Sonic the Hedgehog fan. So,
Okay.
So, this is me outside of the photo shoots or formal in front of camera interviews. I have lately been doing several magazine and podcast interviews, which is very cool, and I'm grateful that people want to talk to me at all, but I feel like because I've been doing them, I'm like, let me just do this one in my car. Let me do this one over here, I think the biggest thing is not even that. I try just try to make time for everything. I try to fit everything in, and sometimes can't do all the theatrics, but I'm like, it doesn't matter. Just get out there, meet people, talk to people, like just do it. So I'm like, you know what? If I wake up and I'm back from work, and I get back here, I'm like, no, I'm gonna fit the podcast in, and I'm gonna fit the interview in, so it's fun. I love
Nice.
doing it. And but will I have blue hair again? Probably not. I'm done dyeing my hair. I killed it. But yeah, so natural hair now, but probably same style.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh yeah, no.
So last time we talked, I remember you were preparing for like a movie premiere, red carpet event.
So that was very fun. I went to the premiere. I helped host it for The Undead, which is a feature film, and it is now available on Tubi, Amazon Prime, I think Apple TV. Really cool. It is not my story. It is a friend of mine, this guy Bud Rebel. He wrote the story, and I helped him bring it to life. So it was really cool doing that. I directed the project, got the crew together. The whole thing. We worked on it for 2 weeks straight, no breaks, like 12-hour days, which is crazy. And I'm not going to do that again. I was like, we need weekends. This is insane.
Yeah.
But it was a great experience, and it's really cool to go to a premiere for a movie that I worked on. We had Burke Floyd in the movie. He was from Dawson's Creek. And a woman, Tana Frederick. She's done a lot of theater and featured in a couple other movies. Our lead was this lady, Abby Gumper, who's a great friend of mine now. We had a fantastic team of people, and having it come together for a red carpet premiere is really great. And me, because I'm extra and bougie when I want to be, I got a limo. So I was like, got a limo, picked up some actors and some friends of mine, and I was like, we're going out to the movie premiere. So I was like, first stop at the liquor store. So but it was funny because we're all formally dressed, and we like go into the store, and I'm like, no, it's okay, dude, just give me some champagne, so I made a fun day out of it,
Yeah.
but it was a really cool premiere. We got this theater booked, the place packed the place out, and I was really happy because Bud, who was the writer, when he was giving a speech, everyone gave him a standing ovation. So warmed
Nice.
my
That's nice.
heart. It was really good to see. You always want to
see your writers doing well, and getting the recognition and the audience that, connecting with the audience that likes them. So I was really happy about that. It was a good turnout and we had a great time. We are probably going to do other events, And we were actually talking to a producer in Ohio for doing a horror festival, a horror convention. So maybe you'll see me there.
Hey, you gotta let me know.
I absolutely will. It'll be a fun time and I'll obviously be popping out and talking to people. We might have a booth. I don't know the details. I don't know if we're gonna lock it, but we're dabbling on the idea of it because Ohio actually has a pretty good horror community. So we're like, let's connect to people because even not for this project, which obviously we want to promote, but we've got some other projects coming down the line. The writer, because he was so pleased, and I'm happy about that, obviously. It presented me with two more scripts, and he's like, let's make another movie. So, we are in the process right now of going through the script, and I'm trying to bring some creative suggestions to the table. At the end of the day, it's the writer's project, so he could take what he wants and what he doesn't want from my suggestions. But trying to put a little more flair on the project of, my personal pizzazz. And so seeing what he would take from that and we will go from there and make a solid movie. He wants the next one to be a little more thrillery, like action thrillery. So there's gonna be horror elements in it. A little psychological, which is more my flavor. So I'm hyped for that. But yeah, once that's all together, because right now we're working on the script, we'll go into the funding and pre-production phase of trying to get some producers on board. So it's
Nice.
cool. I'm glad we got more stuff in the works.
That's dope. That's super dope. So you had a good time. Okay.
Had a great time. And also learning about distribution right now more, as this film goes out into different networks and we're talking to other countries to have it streamed. The future projects, obviously, because we want each project to be better than the next. I'll learn more about the process of getting it out there and what to do and what not to do. So that one will be even better than this. And the experience I hope will skyrocket. So, we're stoked.
That's dope. Yeah, Ohio has a convention every year. It's called Horror Hound
That's the
Weekend.
one. That's the one. Horror Hound.
Okay.
So we were seeing if we wanted to go to Horror Hound. Yeah, I was like the
Okay.
name, I forgot it for a second, but yeah, that's it.
Yep, Horror Hound Weekend. I mean, anyone who is anyone is there. Like,
Yeah. Well, if we do end up going, I hope to see you. That would
yeah,
be
you gotta
awesome.
let me know so I can get tickets because those tickets sell out. So as soon as
Yeah,
you know that you're like going
absolutely.
to be I have a booth there, you gotta tell me so I go
Hell
get the
yeah,
tickets.
I'd love to introduce you to the team, It'd be really
That'd be
sick.
dope. Yeah, that'd be dope for sure. Okay. You got anything else that you want to promote, like your social media, any of that?
So, if anybody wants to keep up with what I'm doing, I'm most active on Instagram. My Instagram is at Mina Guy. That is MENAGUY. It's just my name. You can find me on other social platforms with that name. I think just to the public though, I'm mostly on Instagram. I mean, you can find me on Facebook, but I think I at least read all my DMs and stuff every day on Instagram. I'm making a website soon, which will be a collective of all my podcasts, interviews, write-ups, and stuff. So if you guys want to even like dive more into my life, everything will be collectively there. I don't have it yet, but I'm sure the next time we chat, I'll tell you about it. So yeah, but I'll be posting about that on my Instagram too. So, everything up to date is there.
Cool. Okay. Well, listen, y'all, every time we had this discussion, we always, I mean, it's always a fun time.
That was
Having
fun.
Mina on, I appreciate wanting to do this again because, like I said,
Absolutely.
I wanted to make up for the last time that it was so many technical things going on.
Oh, it's okay. It happens because sometimes when you want something, it's like just it doesn't work out, but I think what's important is being a problem solver, and you're like, let's just do
Sure.
another podcast. So,
Yeah.
I always enjoy talking. I'm always happy to be back, so it's no problem for me.
So this is not going to be the last time y'all hear from her. I'm like every time we're gonna she do something, we're gonna
We'll update. We'll have more
we're gonna
fun.
update it. Yeah, we got to talk about this horror house stuff off camera here in a second. So yeah, this is me and a guy. This is Happy Hour Lito, and y'all be cool.
All right, thanks.
Listen, I'd like to offer you something. It's my cabin. It's where I go to find solace. It's where I found my faith.
You're supposed to be staying at a friend Adam's house?
I can drop you off if you like.
It is an unbearable weight you must carry. But you all carry. May offer an opportunity for healing.
This is the unfortunate truth.
Amen. Amen.
This is no time to relax. War, plague.
I know where to find you.
I'm not speaking metaphorically.
Who are you?
This isn't a delusion. There will be no chariots.
Glasses in the air. Toast to a higher power, cause what you tuning in to right now is Lito's Happy Hour.
Thanks for watching Happy Hour with Lito Podcast. Check out Happy Hour with Lito Podcast on Facebook, Happy Hour with Lito Pod on Instagram, Lito's Happy Hour on Twitter, and also make sure to check us out on Happy Hour with Lito Podcast on YouTube. Happy Hour with Lito is a co-Sinister One production.
The others, they is talking and we bout the action. Huh. Glasses in the air. Toast to a higher power. This is Lito's Happy Hour.